Okay.
Next case, please.
Case number 10989, Carla Ann and Kurt. I will spell the last name, Yngve. Southwest of Route 1, Coastal Highway, north of Bayview Avenue, being lot D12 within Seabreeze Development, a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement.
You state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Matt Dodder from MR Designs, 26342 Broadkill Road, Milton, Delaware, representing the client.
Okay. You swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir, I am.
And good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen and ladies. Thank you for taking the time for meeting with us tonight. My name is Matt Dodder again from MR Designs. I'm representing my client and also friend from a long time ago, Kurt and Carla Yngve. Basically, what we have is a structure that is built from 1962, and what we would like to do is actually put an addition on top of the building. But unfortunately, upon getting a survey, the survey actually shows, which is probably in front of you, that it actually is in the side setback and also the front setback by a fraction of the feet. What we're trying to do is add a second story on top of this existing structure, not go any further than we have right now, as far as the side setback, a little bit in the front setback. The existing condition is not in compliance with the current codes for the setbacks for the side, the right side, and the front side. By doing this, we will be improving the values of the existing homes in the community. I'm just going right down my list if you don't mind. The existing plans actually were approved by the Homeowners Association. And one of the things we wanted to try to do is try to bring this structure from 1962 to the current code. Since it is actually to the south and east of the canal, then it's also in the hurricane code. So we're trying to bring it up to hurricane code also by making these adjustments, which is increasing the public safety of the public welfare, the safety of the public welfare. We will not be blocking any water views from any neighbors, because there isn't a water view from here. The uniqueness, I guess you could say, is actually the existing condition of the structure, which is 8.9 feet off the side setback, which is required to be 10 feet off the side setback. And the front is actually, at the closest point, is 29.8 feet off the front of the setback is 30 feet.
So we don't have any drawings of this at all in our pamphlets. We've got the big ones.
Oh, the big ones?
You don't have,
do you have
no
survey?
No.
My apologies.
I don't know why it's not in the packet, but
we don't need this then if he's got those. We're sending this back to him then. You send that down? A small one.
Yeah.
We'll send this one back to you then. Okay. Thank you anyway. We'll get this back to you. Dean, and we'll take the one Bud's got. Thank you, sir.
We do have additions that are going to be added onto the other side of the house, which is a garage,
uh-huh.
And those are in the setbacks.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, one of the things that we're also restricted by is, and the reason we're doing this is because we're restricted by the height of the Homeowners Association, which is only 26 and a half feet. The county is 42 feet in height, but the Homeowners Association's requirements is only 26 and a half feet from the finished grade, center line of lot. So we're kind of restricted on how high we can go with this.
Oh, okay.
So that's why we're not bumping it in to the setbacks there.
You said 26?
26 and a half feet tall. Yes. So it's kind of a unique situation there for
yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
26 and a half, you're locked.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
And if you would like, I can show you a picture of the existing house as it is right now.
If you would like, appreciate it if you'll hand it down. Thank you.
So you're going on top of this, the first story now?
Yes, sir. There's a hefty foundation underneath it also.
Good. Oh, yeah, I see what it is now. That's good.
There are several structures actually in the same community. They're doing the same basic thing as far as building on top of it, but again, they're regulated by 26 and a half feet. But they also are forced by building code to abide by the 2003 International Residential Code, which is by the county for hurricane code, and that's what we want to try to abide by also.
Okay.
Is the porch getting extended? It looks like the width of the house.
That's what we originally were planning, but I don't think it's going to work out. We just don't want to build anything past the existing steps that are there now, the front steps.
Are you prepared to answer the questions for granting a variance?
I do not have a list of the questions, but I have a kind of a, some of them I think were already answered as far as the uniqueness, which was the existing structure, which is in the setbacks, which you already have the survey, which is already built into the setbacks from 1962, which I believe you said in 1970s was when the codes were up as far as the setbacks. And all we're doing is coming up on the second floor. I'm sorry, I don't have the list of the questions here. I didn't get the application.
You can use one and two.
Excellent.
Yes, sir.
Is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique condition? Sure exactly how I would answer that, I'm going to be honest with you. Oh, I'll introduce actually my client, if you will, Carla Yenivek.
State your name and address for the record, please.
Carla Yenivek, 37421 4th Street, Rehoboth.
You raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
With the existing structure, if we were to put a second story without a variance, we would have to move the entire second story over a foot to the right-hand side, so it would be kind of awkward to have the whole second story a foot sideways.
And most of the, and actually the whole development, everything is symmetrical with each other, the colonial look, what have you. It's kind of an older community, and just like you said, a contemporary look would not fit in this neighborhood at all, period.
Okay.
Can the property be developed in a strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? It's already developed, actually, with an existing structure that's non-conforming. Is a variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property to expand the family? It would be. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? No, because it's an existing structure from 1962. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? It'll increase the not only the look of the neighborhood, but also the safety of the neighborhood by bringing it up to code, by having it an addition put onto the top of it. It's going to be brought up to code. The whole building will be.
And it's already been approved by the Homeowners Association, the plan, so okay. They're pleased with the way the house looks or would look in the future.
Okay.
And they were pretty tough, too. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? They're already developed, they've been established for just as many years.
Okay.
Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? As I said before, it's actually increasing the safety by bringing it up to building code. And then will the variance represent the least modification possible to use the regulations at issue? By adding a second floor to it, this is we're not going outside the building envelope that's existing now with the setback issues, that is, not out the other side, which is not an issue. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Can we come back to that? Will the variance represent the least modifications possible if the regulation is at the issue?
That one's listed twice.
That's right, it's listed twice.
Yes. Right.
Okay. All right.
Back to you.
That's okay. So,
do you ever have these online at all?
Mm. I come with every application.
I ask you a question. Were you instructed when you filed the variance that you would be asked these questions?
I didn't file the variance.
Who filed? I filed it, yes.
Were you told?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Are there any other questions then?
I'm not sure if it's online, but you can pick up an application at the office, and it's with the application. The standards are.
Would you ask?
If the questions or any of the variance application stuff is online at all.
Yes, because I use it. I printed it out for myself.
with the questions that were on here?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't see it on the website, but the county website's a little bit difficult to understand sometimes.
Yes, sometimes it is.
Okay. And hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Again, Chair, we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we approve case number 10,989. I believe there is unique physical circumstances because the property is non-compliant as it is.
Mm-hmm.
As far as not otherwise, cannot otherwise be developed. Well, it's already developed and it's in non-conformity. So I don't see that... That's really an issue. It obviously wasn't created by the applicant if it's already non-compliant, and I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to afford the relief of the proposed addition.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,989. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards.
For the reasons stated.
Mr. Webber?
For the reasons stated.
And again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons given.
And Mr. Hudson again?
Aye for those reasons.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the reasons that have so been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,989 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.